All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Campcast. I'm Jason Fallgraber. Tonight on the podcast, we have Max Rothbart and Noah Rothbart to talk about an awesome day. We have like four or five sun and wind events to recap. Noah talks about how much he ate Starburst. They give us the story of why Noah has all the great camp gear and Max doesn't have any of the old good stuff. But yeah, it's an awesome pod. We had a really awesome day at camp. We did sun and wind. We did king of the camp. We had really great meals today. We just finished Capture the Flag. Then we're going to canteen. And then we have new song, new chant and cheer night. So hopefully we'll come out of it with something new. But for now, please enjoy my conversation with Max Koenig, Max Rothbart, and Noah Rothbart. All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another hopefully spectacular episode of the podcast. I'm here with the brothers Rothbart.
Hi.
Say hi to the people.
Hi.
Don't forget to keep your face real close to the mic. All right. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves so the people can get to know you and we can like, I don't know, all be friends.
I'm Max.
I'm Noah.
This is my second year here.
Okay.
I'm Noah. This is my first year here.
You guys sound so tired. Don't be afraid to bring some energy. It's okay.
Okay.
We can bring it up a little bit, even though like we're all probably pretty exhausted from that game.
From
we just
the
played.
Capture the Flag game.
What cabins are you guys in?
I'm in 7.
Mm-hmm. I'm in cabin 3.
Cool. And how's it going so far?
It's going great.
It's going great, yeah.
You're gonna have to give me a little bit more as we go on, but don't worry, we'll get you through it. All right. So let's work backwards. We just came from Sun and Wind Capture the Flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like the counselor's play.
Yeah.
All right. Give me your thoughts, your reviews. First of all, what teams are you guys on?
I'm on Wind.
I'm also on Wind.
You guys are both on Wind. So you're not feeling so great right now.
No. It's. I mean, it's 3-2.
It's 3-2.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay. So talk to me about how that Capture the Flag game went.
It was fun, but I ripped a counselor's shirt by accident.
You did?
Yeah, I ripped the British Mox.
Mox?
Yeah.
M-A-C-K-S? You ripped his shirt?
Yeah.
You were trying to tag him?
Yeah.
Did you get him out? Obviously, you got him out.
Yeah, I got him out, but I ripped his shirt.
Okay, so someone walk us through, like, the highlights of the game, like, where it was played, because this is different than the capture flag we play most
it's
of the time.
It's played pretty far. It's like, played it's, behind Woody's pitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Near that forest area.
And so what's different about it?
It's different because the terrain.
What do you think?
And it usually like we're usually playing like in near the woods at senior cabin and trample on the Gaga pit like near there.
And we went all the way out to like the golf course to do this.
Yeah.
But talk to me about how the flags are set up.
The flags are set up opposite sides and they're each it's
right, but like, was there something weird about the where one of the flags was on one of the sides?
Yeah, it was up to a rock, paper, scissors match.
Right, why?
Because one was in between two parts of like trees.
Right.
It was like two long strips of trees and it was like right in there. And the other one was wide open. But it was kind of even because the one between trees was really close to the line and the one wide open was really far.
You know, that's an interesting point because I didn't think about that. Like when Woody set it up, he put the one that's like guarded by trees a lot closer.
Yeah.
And that was his way of making up for it, I guess. Yeah. What do you think?
But it wasn't really making up for it because you can just go around the tree and run it.
Right, but didn't the team that was going the other way win all three games?
Yeah. No, it was 1-2 and we
right, so
lost.
Like the sun started
at the tree section. The tree part.
Right. So they were defending the tree part and then they won. And then you guys were defending the tree part and then you won. And then they defended the tree part in the third game, and they won. So everyone that was defending the tree part won.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah, I think next time we should play at the tree
part.
Field.
The tree part is very. It's like,
it makes it tricky.
It makes it tricky, but also you can go from behind. But
last game.
The second game was that was a strategy for their team for the right. Sun to go behind there. They made a like huge dash at the front at the start. And then a bunch of them just ran at the back, and we had...
All right, we're back recording. Okay, so we accidentally paused the podcast. We apologize to the people. Okay, so you guys are on win. Well, who got the flags? Do you remember who brought it across?
The last one was Daniel Flores.
I think it was Daniel Flores.
He got a huge run.
I just don't like that the counselors play because they just win everything.
But this is what's for British and American and all the other ones. It's just the campers.
So the second time was...
Ben Flores isn't a counselor.
I don't know, but like in Creative, we acquire the energy source.
A lot of counselors.
That was a lot of counselors.
Yeah,
but the numbers matched up where it was
numbers,
just kids.
Yeah, the numbers mostly. And then the second one was Matthew Hartfield. Mm-hmm. And the first one was just a dive.
Wait, Harv got one across?
Harv got one across, yeah.
Wait, really?
Hey.
I didn't know that.
Sorry, I didn't know if you were Max is back in. Do you have your camera?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. We could take a picture when we're done. Okay, cool. So that's Max Canning, the captain of the winning team. These guys are not happy with you.
yeah.
I pulled your microphone out. So, okay, guys, let's circle back. So we figured it out. The Sun won, capture the flag. When you're out there, you want to be defending the wood side. We all agree.
Yeah, but it was different because the admins were reffing.
True. I'm sweating. I was all over the place trying to follow that flag. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of cheaters out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who got tagged that tried to get in the circle that said they didn't get tagged. A lot of cheaters on your team, Max. How do you feel about that?
My team doesn't cheat. We win.
Okay. So speaking of, what else did we do for Sun and Wind today?
There were, what was it? Runners and chasers.
Oh, yeah. Runners and chasers.
So are you guys able to explain runners and chasers, or is it kind of a hard game to explain?
So everybody, it's a square or kind of a rhombus, or I don't know.
It's a square.
It's a square.
Good use of rhombus, though.
Well, it looks like a rhombus from where you run. And then there's a huge line on one end of the people that are running. And everybody that is defending is in the middle of the square, like from one side.
Like a diagonal.
One corner to the other diagonally. And it's facing to the one person's facing to the right, and then the next person that's with them is facing to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep on doing that all the way down. And then when somebody starts running, they run to either side when they start, and the person that's starting tagging is in the back. You have to tag somebody from the way you're running, and then you replace them.
Right.
And you can't run to the other side without tagging someone.
Right. So, for example, when the Wind team, it's their turn, you send one runner, and he runs around the square. He can't go outside the square.
You can't go outside.
And he tries to get tagged, or he tries to not get tagged. And if he gets tagged, he sits down where he is. And so slowly, as people are getting tagged, now all of a sudden there's all these landmines. Like, there's all these people in the square, and the other team is trying, like one at a time, is trying to tag them, and they can only tag the runner if they're like the live defender, basically.
Yeah.
How was your, this was this both your first? No, you did
no,
it last year for
it was
Green
my
and White.
First, it was my
How,
first.
What did you think?
It was fun. But me and Max both got tagged in a matter of 5 seconds.
No, you gotta like go like this.
You tagged me twice.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
Okay.
So, you got tagged pretty quickly?
Yeah, we got tagged in like 5 seconds.
Wait, but yours was crazy.
I was at the start. No, that was Jack Friedman.
That you...
I was just at the start, and I just tried to sprint, and Sam Meyerthal just came after me.
It's a tough one. You gotta
Yeah.
You gotta hug the... People think that it's good strategy to like go to the corners.
No,
but it's not. That's because you get like cut off.
Yeah, you
that's
get
what
cornered.
That's what we did, and then Sun just.
It's a rookie move to go to the corners.
Yeah,
did you realize that pretty quickly?
Oh, kind of. I think it also depends on your matchup. Like, if you think you're
faster
than someone.
Yeah, but even if you are, it's an angle of pursuit thing. Like, if
you're right.
Yeah, like, if you're in a corner and you only have a certain place to run and I could cut you off either way, even if you're way faster than me, I could still get you. But if you're weaving and bobbing and, like, playing the matchups that way, you're going to last a lot longer.
But also, if it's, like, a time game and I have, like, if you have some, like,
right. If you have a really favorable like matchup, you can like stall for a little bit.
And yeah,
it's exhausting.
But most people, if it's like 30 seconds, if you just like standing there, they're gonna tag out.
Right.
Tag someone that goes the other way to tag someone that's quit really.
So who won? So the goal is for your team, like you time how long it takes for all of your runners to get tagged. So who won, runners?
Sun.
Oh, they won that one too.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Ryan Furman was just like weaving.
So the Sun has won Runners and Chasers, Creatively Acquire, and
Capture the
Flag.
Yeah, but musical
Creatively Acquire was like cut off so early.
Right, we might have to finish it.
Because there was a thunderstorm. Yeah.
The Wind has won what? Musical Chairs?
Musical Chairs, which kind of replaced Creatively Acquire.
And what was the other game?
It was yesterday.
It was Midnight Manhunt.
Midnight Manhunt. Oh,
yeah. Right. I forgot what other game they won. Okay, so it's currently 3-2. Great.
Yeah.
What else did we do today? King of the Camp?
King of the Camp.
How was your King of the Camp?
It's good, yeah.
It's good, yeah.
I won.
Give me some more.
I won both of my things.
Would you won both? Which were what?
Paddleball and spike ball.
Nice. And what you said you messed up, what does that mean?
I signed up for two things in one block, so I didn't do both of them.
Signed up for two things?
Yeah, I did rifle. I signed up for riflery and climbing. But
so
climbing, I put climbing as my second thing in paddleball.
Which one did you do?
As my last thing. I did riflery because I didn't know I was supposed to be at climbing. Because I did riflery because I didn't know I was supposed to be.
Okay, so you did riflery, and then what did you do the second time?
The second time I did paddleball, so
okay.
I didn't even do.
Nice. Which you didn't sign up for, but you did it anyway.
I signed up for that. No, I did sign up.
Okay, got it. So you signed up for like three things today, and you did two.
I signed up for climbing, not riflery.
Got it. And what was general for you guys?
So for the first general, what was I doing? I think I was just like, I just did a bunch of archery, and I played a little bit of paddleball also because I was already there.
And tonight we're doing what? What's our campfire?
Tonight we're doing... campfire.
Yeah, like we call it a campfire, but it's a skin night.
It's new cheers.
New chant or share night.
Do you guys?
There's like one get picked and then.
There's one winner.
No, there's one.
And then
that
starts as a new chant.
Well, if it's good enough. Like the. So ones that have come out of this one are like green and white, fight, fight, fight. That came from this. Go green, go white, go green, go white, that type of thing. Da, 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 da. Let's go green. Let's go white. That came out of this too. Is yours
really?
Any good?
Yeah.
Have you guys practiced it?
Yeah.
No. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
No.
Do you know what yours is?
Yes.
Do you guys have one too?
Okay, we do.
All right. Is it good?
It is very good.
Okay.
We've already perfected ours.
You perfected it. Yeah. Okay.
Bro, I know yours.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Noah, talk into the microphone.
I know yours, Max.
No, don't give it away.
I'm not going to tell you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, did Josh tell you?
Oh, Josh, we're going to have to talk to him about this. okay, it's going to be great. I'm excited. You guys want to, anything cool that you saw today? Any shout outs? Anything you want to like, you want to shout out like any campers for doing something awesome that you saw?
I saw Kai Carr and who was the other guy? Princeton Jackson. They clutched up a game of 42 against Trevor Hart. I don't know.
Hart Barger
and Malachi Du Bois.
It was a close game?
It was a really close game of 42.
Cool. Nice. Which is like a basketball shooting
game. It was down to like 40-40, and they just clutched up and won 50-43.
I don't think I've ever heard that phrase before. 42. Clutched up? Is that a thing? No, I get it.
Like,
Yeah. Okay.
It's called 42, Max.
What,
Yeah, you gotta get to 42.
What are you calling him out for?
He said it was 50-40.
Yeah, 43.
Because they get a last, run.
They through. Like scored at the end. Yeah, they scored. Close it out.
They closed it out at the end.
Anyone you want to shout out today?
Nolan Woods. He got up the jungle course for first time in Omni first.
Nice. Shout out to Nolan Woods, and shout out to you for calling out one of your cabin mates. You want to shout anyone out?
Yeah, Sammy Sosnow.
He's for like what?
One, like achievement. Oh, he's one, catching one fish away from being like first Menominee. Like camper to get a silver pin.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of pins being given out this week, yeah. Which is great. Have you earned any pins?
I got a bronze golf pin.
Nice.
I'm finishing hockey.
Cool.
I've done 4 out of 6.
What about you?
I got one football pin and baseball. I just got to talk to Eric because he keep on canceling it.
I want to shout out Jeremy Bach today because we had our health department visit and they were out at Riflery and like grilling Jeremy and he handled it like a champ.
He's my counselor.
Yeah. Well, you go back and you told him he did a great job today. Okay. What else? You want to ask me a question, call me out on anything, say anything else to each other? You want to say hi to your parents maybe?
Hi. Hey, Mom.
Topics you want to bring up?
Max, what about Dad?
I said hi, Mom and Dad.
No, you said hi, Mom. Not
what do you... You keep just calling... You keep just throwing him saying? Under the bus over there.
What are you
there.
Saying?
Yeah, what else? Anything else you guys want to talk about? Any questions you have?
No.
You got the owner of the camp right here. This is it. You're never going to talk to me again.
No.
I will go out of my way to avoid both of you the rest
of us. Wait, do you know what the food is tomorrow?
I actually do not.
Oh, the food was delicious.
The food was so good today. What did we have?
So for breakfast, yes. It was
Canadian bacon.
Mm-hmm. There was oatmeal. Gravy. Or sorry, not gravy. Oatmeal.
Right.
The blueberry pie.
There's.
Yeah, there was like a
crumble. I think it was blueberry crumble.
I've never seen that at breakfast before.
And eggs, and there's always yogurt, of yogurt and fruit.
Fried tomatoes.
Oh, the fried tomatoes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they're really bringing the heat.
Yeah, and then there's a fruit bar. There's always a salad bar.
And then...
This salad bar's for lunch and dinner.
What was for lunch?
It was like a tamale thing. And then there was Fritos. There was also...
I had a chopped salad.
Chops.
I chopped my own. I know a guy in the kitchen.
There's always a salad bar.
But dinner was ridiculous.
Dinner was the best. Dinner's the best food.
It's like a chicken vegetable stir fry. With rice?
It was a chicken stir fry with rice, egg rolls. There was this delicious, it was like banana cake with like chocolate on top.
Yeah.
There was like chocolate and blueberry and a blueberry and a piece of banana on top of it.
Oh,
it was delicious.
Okay.
And then there was something else, like just can't remember.
The food has been great. We agree.
Yes, the food
there
was
fortune cookies.
Delicious. There's fortune cookies.
Do you guys want to like shout out a counselor for doing something nice for you today? Or doing something great at all?
Eric and Ed, when I was tubing for afternoon general, they had us out of the wake and made us like fly up into the air and we all fell off.
Was that fun?
Yeah, it's
okay. Shout out Eric and Ed for flipping them on the tube. What about you?
It was from like a few days ago when, you know, the day when Sun and Wind started?
Of course.
So you were online. My other counselor is Gavin. Gavin told me to thank everyone in the kitchen that was serving food except for you.
So Gavin was just messing with Max?
But I only thanked you. No one else.
But now you're on Gavin's Sun and Wind team.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That did not work out for you. Okay. You got anyone you want to shout out? Any counselors you want to shout out?
I think everyone's doing phenomenal.
Everyone's doing great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we did it. How do you feel about it? The podcast.
Good job.
Yeah, I
think the people are going to like this one. Okay. Well, for Max.
Close out question.
Yeah. This is a new tradition. Close out question with Max.
What is your go-to canteen?
My go-to canteen, either if they have it, what's it called? A Mamba.
That's hilarious. We gotta bring them back.
You have to get the Mamba. The one time there was Mamba, it was just sold out that day.
I'm sending a message to Zeke right now. He's gotta just bring them back.
We need Mambas back. And if, well, there's not Mambas right now, I get either a, what's it called? Hershey's Cookies and Cream or a Cherry Coke.
What about you?
So I saw this. I've never had it, but I saw it on, like, the sign above canteen, Krabby Patties.
Ooh. Well, I don't think...
The gummies.
I think that even though it's on the sign, that doesn't mean it's in the...
I don't think they have it, yeah.
Woody likes to just take any new candies, like...
It's usually vanilla Charleston Chew or...
Do they break it or do they just give it to you?
I smacked it as hard as I could when I was working canteen for everyone that asked.
I don't know where that tradition... You're going to have to ask Jeff Rothbard, if you're listening, tell us where that came from if you know, because I don't know. What's your go-to canteen?
Or Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke.
Yeah,
Can't be Cherry Coke.
Either Starburst or like Skittles.
Probably. I love Starburst. Mm-hmm. I love Starburst so much.
Starburst is really good.
I hate Starburst.
Listen, all the cleanup. Right. We just have to do it. We have to be responsible and clean up after ourselves.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we're not going to be able to have... Why? Because
they're not good.
You don't hate Starburst. Yeah,
That's a strong word for a delicious candy. You used to love Starburst.
I used to love them.
It's a strong word for a delicious candy. I'm just going to say that.
You used to love Starburst. All right.
Well, they're about to call canteen, so Noah, you can go and start your war on Starburst in a few minutes. You can make signs that say, down with pink.
There's already Starburst. A war on Stees.
Right, there totally is, but we'll talk about that.
Are you guys pro Stees?
Yeah, are you pro or
anything? Yeah, I'm pro Stees, yeah.
I already got Stees.
Did you?
Yeah, he got Stees on Father's Son.
Because I wore the hat.
He wore a bunch of old stuff. And
how come he's got all the old stuff?
Because he doesn't. Because like
when our dad was giving them to us, and when he showed it to us, I wasn't really into that. I wasn't really into Menominee. And Noah was like, "Yeah, I want that, but I don't know what the heck
and
it is."
Look at you now.
And yeah, and just Noah. So Noah got everything, and basically, it doesn't even fit me. So.
And now he's mad. I'm
not mad. No, the back camp shirt doesn't fit me.
No, the back camp shirt's huge.
No, it's not.
No, it's like up to...
All right, guys, they're calling canteen, so we're going to let you go. So for Max, for Noah, for Love of Camp, I'm Jason. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.